Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Have your way, Father God, on this line today, Father God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for each and every one of us so we can live and have our being. We say thank you. Lift up the properties of our house, Father God. We ask you to continue to keep your arms around her, Father God, her entire family, Father God. Have your way in their lives, Father God. Order their footsteps and lead and direct them in all truth, Father God, and we say thank you. Lift up Elder Hunter and his entire family, Father God. As you continue to pour strength into Elder Hunter, Father God. He wears so many hats, Father God. So we ask you to protect and keep him, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Deacon Sanchez and his entire family, Father God, keep them in your keeping care, Lord. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Lord God. We just say thank you for being our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Oh, we come to bless your name. We thank you for bringing heaven to earth with your healing power, with your delivering power. Oh, we come to say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Father. We come pleading the blood over every nursing home, every hospital today, Father God. We ask you to go from floor to floor, room to room, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Stop by this intensive care unit, Father God. Create miracles on today, Father God, that only you can do, Father God. Stop by the emergency rooms on today, Father God, and we say thank you. We thank you for stopping by all the penitentiaries on today, going from cell to cell today, Father God. Healing and delivering those inmates, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by the county jails, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for keeping your arms around all your children near and far, Father God. Oh, we bless your name today. We thank you for our prophet, Father God. We thank you for him right now in the name of Jesus. He's a God chaser, Father God, chasing after you, Lord God, to hear from you for his people, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We say, have your way today. Lift up Rita and her entire family to you today. She's faithfully worked behind the scenes, Father God. So we thank you for a breakthrough, not a breakdown for that family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, from blessing to the youngest and all in between and the seeds to come, Father God. For Rita right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, we ask you to have your way today, God. Have your way in open form today, Father God. Deliver and set free, Father God. We thank you that you continue to keep your arms around Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. How you cover St. Louis with the blood, Father God, keeping them from all harm and danger, Father God. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you for breakthroughs and not a breakdown, that we're better and not bitter, that we know we're the victors because of the great I am that I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Whatever we stand in need of, he's supplying all our needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say, have your way in open form today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just say thank you, Father God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today. Drive out everything in our neighborhoods that's not of the Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in our neighborhoods, Lord God. for our neighbors, Lord God, known and unknown neighbors, Father God. Cover them with the blood because they all still your children, Father God. You rain on the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. Rain on our neighbors today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every runway right now in the mighty name of Jesus, every train track right now in the mighty name of Jesus, every mean of transportation, Lord God, covered with the blood, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. That one riding a motorcycle today, be a fence around the motorcycles today, Father God. Keep them from accidents, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, come to bless your name today, God. Because without you, Father, ain't none of us nothing. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength on this line today. We thank you for your strength in every household represented on this line today, Father God. Oh, we thank you that you're stopping by Texas today, Father God, ministry, Father God. Hallelujah. Covering them with the blood as well, keeping them with your keeping care, Lord God. We thank you for right now in Texas, Father God. Have your way in Texas, Father God. Heal and deliver and set free in Texas, Father God. Draw in your people by your Holy Spirit, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for being the great I am that I am that I am. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Lift up bereaved families all over the land today, Father God. We ask you to cover and keep them and comfort them, Lord God, that only you can do, Father God. Heal and mend their broken hearts, Lord God, from the loss of their loved ones, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Lift up Vivian Brown and her dad, Father God. He's 90 years old, Father God. He's in the hospital with fluid on his lungs and in his heart, Father God. But I know you could do the miraculous, the Shonda right now. You could turn that situation around for him at 90 years old, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you didn't bring him this far to let the fluid to take him out, Father God. So we thank you for the, how you're comforting, how you're draining the fluid off his, out of his body, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And strengthen his daughter, Vivian, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to give you the praise and we give you the glory, Father God. How we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lift up this upcoming election to you, Father God. I ask you to have your way in this election, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help put the right people, Lord God, in office, Father God. That will be about your people, for your people, that was put in by your people, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name for this upcoming election, Father God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Lift up all the poll workers, Father God, in every neighborhood, Father God. Cover every neighborhood with the blood on Tuesday, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, you have your way in the election, Father God. You put the right people in, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and we truly give you the praise and give you the glory. Cover the White House, Father God. Cover Washington, D.C. with the blood from top to bottom, side to side, corner to corner in Washington, D.C., Father God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, in Washington, D.C., Father God. Have your way in the nations today, Father God. Have your way in the world today because the whole world is in your hands. Even the itty-bitty babies is in your hands. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, we bless your name, Father God, for this new day, Father God. A new day. A new day. And we say thank you. We thank you. We come this morning to let you arise and our enemies be scattered. We come to let you arise and our enemies and situation be scattered to the dry place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to tear down strongholds today for the homeless today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we come to tear down strongholds. Hallelujah. Depression, oppression, rejection. Oh, we come to bless your name today, God. We say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah, Lord God. So we can live and have our being. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We say have your way in open form today. Have your way in our pastor, LaRon Matthews, today, Father God. Speak through him and Mother Sydney, Father God. Have your way, Lord God. in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare your promises, Father God. You say, when I decree and declare a thing, it is established, Father God. So I thank you for it being done so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we just bless your name. We thank you, Father God. We plead the blood over the atmosphere. Drive out everything in the atmosphere that's not of you, Lord God. Have your way, rule and reign. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. We must have your way on this awesome, awesome, amazing Thursday morning. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I do pray. Amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Mother Sidney.
Good morning, Mother Gwen. Glory to God. We thank and praise God for you on this day, for Dr. Wills, Administrator Bryant, and our visionary of the line. Glory to God, Dr. LaRon Matthew. Hallelujah to all kingdom leaders. Amen. Near and far. This is Thursday Morning Open Forum, and we welcome you here on today, amen, to ask your question of myself or Dr. Matthew's question, a comment, a praise report, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, amen, on this day, amen, Thursday Morning Open Forum. This is the day that the Lord has made. Come on and let us rejoice and be glad in it, because God kept you throughout the night. Amen. Had angels around you. Amen. He allowed you to sleep and slumber, allow you to rest. Amen. He protects you. Amen. And your sleep realm, glory to God, allow no danger or harm to come through you. Amen. You didn't wake up stressed. Amen. You didn't wake up by faith. You didn't wake up oppressed or depressed. You have the activities of your limb. You have your mind and your thought, glory to God. You're able to make choices, amen. Good choices, bad choices, no choices, amen. Glory to God. But most of all, you have life. Amen. You have life, amen. Your blood is running warm through your vein on today. And your body is not in on the cooling board, on the slab, and refrigerator, Salman, the Oshaya. And so let us rejoice and be glad in it on today. Amen. Because God has purpose and plan for your life on today. Amen. And so every morning, amen, when you wake up, amen, before you, your feet hit the floor. Amen. Glory to God. Praise to God. Just start thanking him for who he is. Amen. Psalms 150 tells us that. Amen. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it tells us to praise God in the firmament of his power. Amen. Glory to God. It tells us to praise God in his mighty acts. It says, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Amen. And so we have to praise God. Amen. Psalms 150 tells us how to praise God, and this should be our daily morning praise, amen. He said even if you're in a orchestra or a symphony, amen, glory to God. It says praise him on the sound of the trumpet. It tells us to praise him, glory to God, and the psaltery and harp, amen, glory to God. This is life circumstances, amen. It says praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him on the string instrument and organ. It says praise him upon the loud cymbal, amen. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbal. It says that everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, amen. He said, let everything that have breath, amen, God given us a commandment, amen. Glory to God. He said, let everything that have breath, praise the Lord. Even the plants, amen, trees has life in it. Plant has life in it. And so everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. And so here it is. He tells what? The animals, amen, the birds in the sky know how to praise God. Hallelujah. The animals, glory to God, know how to praise God. Hallelujah. And he made us a little lower than the angels, and he tells us to praise ye the Lord. Everything that have breath on this morning, praise the Lord, because you have something to be thankful for. You have something to be grateful to the Lord, regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Let the weak say, I'm strong, amen. Let the poor say, I'm weak, amen, because what? God have you here or today, right now, amen, in the present tense. You're not in the past, Lord God, but you're in the present, looking towards the future, amen, walking, pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. All right, today, glory to God, let your yeas be yeas and your nays be nay on this morning. Amen, glory to God. So we admonish you, amen, on conference line. Press *6 on your dial to come right on in. We invite you. Amen. We invite you here today where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is liberty. Glory to God. And on the Blog Talk Radio, glory to God, near and far. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Over in Africa, the motherland. Over down under, Australia. Over in Brazil. Glory to God. God, see you there. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Over in Asia. Glory to God. God is right there. He see your need, Monday. The little Moshai over in Korea. Yes, Lord, see you. God hears your call. Oh, bless the Lord of Japan, Mashiach, the Raboshikataya, Nidiananahaya. God knows your thoughts. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, see everything that you're doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Even those, glory to God, they have to hide the Bible in China, Mandi, Raboshaya, God. God, they continue to be strong, continue to be steadfast, unmovable, and always a founding in the work of the Lord, glory to God. He said, in just a little while, glory to God. He said, your weeping may endure for a night. But he said, but your joy is cometh in the morning time. Amen. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. He's going to make you ruler over many things. Those that serve the Lord, amen. Those that say, I will give my life, amen. I will die for the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, you're leaving a legacy to your children. God. He said, so continue to be steadfast, continue to be unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, glory to God. God said, keep tunneling through. Keep tunneling through. Keep depending upon him. Keep seeking him. He said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct the path. Glory to God. Be the Osiah God. There is someone, amen, now I'm minded. The Osiah from China that's listening in, amen, even to those that were listening to the repeat. Glory to God. He said, not only China, amen. He said, to all nations, glory to God. This prophecy goes to all nations that hears his voice, amen, Nidiyosaya, God, because I am he, Yakataya, Nidiyosaya, God, that created the heavens and earth, Nidiyosaya, God, I am he, Nidiyosaya, God, that formed you and knew you in your mother's womb before you was even born. I am he, Nidiyosaya, God, that set the stars in the sky. Yerubosai, I am He that created you in our own image and our likeness, glory to God. Praise me on today. Serve me on today. Hi, Yerubosai, God. I am He that has a cattle on the thousand hill. He said, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof that is mine. He said, serve me. I'm Namakataya Dioshaya God. He said, disown your idols. Disown Baal. Mom, the Rabboshaya God. He said, serve me with your whole heart. Mom, the Rabboshaya. Lean unto your own understanding and all thy ways acknowledge me. Nabididioshaya God. He said, your wisdom, your idea, Mom, the Didioshaya God. Shall fall, man. Just like Baal fell in the Old Testament. He said, your ideals and your ways shall fall. He said, they shall utterly crumble. Man, God. He said, this message is to all nations. God. To every voice they hear, man, God. He said, run with it, run with it and tell, man, your sister, your siblings, your mothers and fathers. He said, tell your community. He said, lift up a standard where you're at, in your land, in your country. He said, lift up a standard, amen. He said, return back to me, God. He said, return back to me, amen. He said, because your future is full. Your presence is now. He said, I am the Lord God that loved thee. I am the Lord God that chose you before the foundation of the world. Amen. Glory to God. He said, I want to be your God, and you are my people because I chose you this day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on today on open form. Amen. Mandi Didioshaya God. I just feel the spirit of the Lord is calling nations back. He's calling them back. Glory Mandi Didioshaya God. I hear God calling Brazil. Yemi Didioshaya God. He said, I'm calling Brazil. Glory to God. He said, I'm unlocking Shikatikana Nedaboshaya, your ancient history. He said, I'm unlocking your mysteries and your secrets that has been hidden in the Osiah from generation, from generation, from generation. He said, I'm taking the cloak off of your country. That people may see exactly who you are, that people may see Yamanidi Osiah in high places in government, glory to God, that you stink to my nostrils. My Nananidi Osiah, God. He said, I'm revealing my Nananidi Osiah, the things in high places, my Nananidi Osiah, God. Oh, glory to God. He said, not only will bring Brazil. He said, but I point out Brazil, today. He said, today, glory to God. He said, drop your idols, glory to God. Today, turn away from your sin. Today, stop oppressing and depressing the people. Shalomte, Kikabande, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. And even God said, I'm spinning. He said, I'm spinning the world around today. Glory to God. Now, another Yoshia on his axle, not only Brazil today, glory to God. He said, Africa, my Shikataya, I am, that I am. Yamanidi Yoshia, God. God said, he's sending prophets to you. Oh, my Shikataya. Ministers of the gospel that has the true found word that lives on the gospel of Jesus Christ. God said he's sending them there. God says he's reawakening the Osiah, God, the trueness of Africa, who you are and what he planted you for. Glory to God. God is going to restore back to Africa the wealth of the nation, the wealth of the people. All glory to God. And the stronghold of the government shall tower down, shall tumble down. In a little while, God is sending a wind to Africa. Shikataya, Mandidio Shaya, God, from the four corners of Africa. Glory to God. Didio Shaya, God. God is shifting. Masimanda, Maseke. Yeah, God. God is shifting some things around in Africa. He's shifting positions. Yeah, Mandidio Shaya, God. He says, first should be lies, and the lies should be first. Glory to God. God said, I control the air realm. I control my ministry. Things are in high places. Glory to God. I'm pulling down Baal. I'm pulling down idolatry. I'm pulling down Wicca. I'm pulling down Voodoo Mashigataya. I'm pulling down everything that exalts itself against my word. I'm pulling down and breaking chains of poverty, breaking chains of hopelessness that the people have put upon my people. No more Egypt, Shikataya. I have delivered you. I have sent a deliverer. I'm preparing a deliverer in some parts of Africa. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear my ministry, O Shia God. I've heard your cry. Even though your sins be as scarlet in the Oshaya, God, I'm going to make them white as snow. I'm on to the Oshaya, God. He said, repent on today. Glory to God. Not only Africa. Oh, my, in the Oshaya, God. He said, every soul, my, God, that have left your first love, your mind, your Shia, God. He said, I see you in the midnight hour. He said, I see you throughout the day. He said, I know your thoughts before you even think of my mind, your Shia, God. He said, repent, and return and turn back to me. Give me your whole heart. He said, repent. He said, in all thy ways, acknowledge me. He said, acknowledge me in everything. Even when you don't understand, he said, acknowledge me. In my nitty, Oshaya, God. He said, he was there all the time. This is a word for somebody. He said, he was there all the time, patiently waiting. And he said, be careful who you entertain. He said, because you might be entertaining an angel unaware. Not only is this for Africa, he said, this is for God's people, for people, those that are hearing now, and even with the recording. We bless the Lord for you on today. Hallelujah, glory to God. We bless God for you. God is moving by his spirit today, Hassan and Ahia, glory to God. Come on over where the spirit of the Lord is. Come on over where there's a feast of the Lord going on. There's a spread, amen. Whatever you need on today, God got it for you. Whatever you need, hallelujah, glory to God. He said he'll provide all of our needs. He will give us the desires of our heart. And you know why he will give us our desire? Because what? He put that desire down on the inside of us. God does that. God does that. Glory to God. So there's no term that is unstoned that God doesn't know about. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We bless the Lord on today. Amen. If there are any questions, amen, glory to God, Administrator Brian, on the Blog Talk side or in the chat.
No, ma'am, not right now.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord. Amen. This is open forum. Hallelujah. To give you a chance, amen, to come and join us, amen, on today. Hallelujah. You might have a prayer request today. Your praise report. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is flowing. He's flowing. He said, if we abide in him, he will abide in us. That's what he said. He said, we abide in him. He will abide in us. Glory to God. And you know, I hear the song. It's an old song by, who is that? Karen Quartier and Kiki, when she was a little girl. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Today, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. Because I tell you, our days of fat is passing swiftly. It's day, then it's night. It's day, then it's night. Sometimes you wonder, should you even take a vacation? Sometimes you wonder if you got time to even enjoy life itself, because life is filled with a lot of swift transitions. Amen. Glory to God. Life is filled with a lot of stresses and problems and ups and downs and bumpy roads and smooth roads. Amen. Glory to God. What does the songwriter say? He said, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. If you see, he said, I've had some good days. And he told, he said he had some hills to climb. He said he had some hills to climb. And in our life, we're gonna have hills to climb. Amen. Glory to God. He didn't say mountain, because God tells us to speak to the mountain. But he said he had some hills to climb. And these hills represent struggles. Amen. Glory to God. Because even the fittest person goes up a hill. Amen. Depends on the depth of the hill. It yet still is a struggle. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's not a straight plane that you're walking on. Amen. But sometimes when we go up a hill, it's an incline. It takes a little bit more effort, amen. Hallelujah. It takes a little bit more effort. Even when you're walking on a flat plane, it takes effort, amen. It depends on how far distance that you can walk, amen. And that is your life, amen, as we journey through this world, amen. Because, see, this world, we're sojourners, because this world is not our home, amen. We're just sojourning through here. Glory to God, and preparing us for our future home, glory to God. What John 4 tells us, amen, he says, let not your heart be troubled. He said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house, there's many mansions. He said, if I wouldn't have told you, it wouldn't be so. He said, but I go prepare a place for you. He said, because where I go, he said, I'm going to return and bring you back to where I'm going. Amen. Glory to God. He said he's going to prepare. And so while we are sojourning through this life, we have to prepare. And we have to be a prepared person when he returns back for us, because we don't know the hour. We don't know the day. But amen. But as we look at the signs of the time, amen, from sun up to sundown, amen, glory to God, from sun up to sundown, that's one day. But according to God's timing, from sun up to sundown, that's a day right there, amen. That's our tomorrow. That's our tomorrow when we look at the time when God created, amen. He said the evening and the day, amen, was one day. Glory to God. The evening and the day was that. It was what? That was the one day. So from sun up to sundown, that made a day. But man came along, glory to God, and start changing things. Amen. Hallelujah. But that's okay. God still has a ram in the bush. God still has a plan. God is not threatened about. He wasn't threatened. A house, Satan came into the enemy, or Lucifer came into the Garden of Eve and deceived the woman. He's not threatened about with his power. He know who he is. When he kicked them out of heaven, he already knew what he was capable of doing. He already knew his plans and his thought before he was going to even do it, because he created him. Hallelujah. He was Lucifer first. Amen. He was what? He was angelic angel music, melodious music came up out of his body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know how, and I believe it was just a testing, even in heaven. God put us in positions. Hallelujah. He put us, amen. He set us aside. He put us over things, amen. And see, we would get the big head. Hallelujah. And so many times when God give you a job to do, and when he put you over people, amen, don't be like Satan, amen, glory to God, and make yourself a god. Hallelujah. Don't be like that, glory to God, because if it happened to Satan, it'll happen to you, glory to God. Hallelujah. He kicked him, and he took a third of his angel with him. That's how you break up congregations, amen. Hallelujah, in the midst of all things. And so today is open forum. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you have a question, a comment for myself or Dr. Matthew on the conference line, press star 6 and come right on in. And on the Blog Talk Radio, press 1 on your dial and come right on in and join us this morning. Glory to God. Mother Sydney, amen. Just being led by the Spirit of the Lord on today. Amen. Because,
morning,
you know, when
Mother.
Good morning, Dr. Wills. Good morning. God bless you.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, this is for those that know their calling and their gift. Somebody approaches you and say, my sister, my brother, you did not hear from the Lord. God did not tell you that. How would you handle them?
How I would handle that. Amen. You know, many times we'll say how we'll handle it until we're in the position. You know, first, but many times we shouldn't be quick to speak. You know, because I myself, because see, you know who you are. You know you have a relationship with God. Amen. Because some questions, some things that people say don't even deserve an answer. Sometimes they just don't. Sometimes they really don't deserve an answer. Amen. Glory to God. Because sometimes it depends on where the person is at, how they're going to respond. Amen. It makes me think about how when Jesus responded to the Pharisees, he already knew, and the Sadducees, he already knew their thoughts. He knew their thoughts. Amen. About, he said, here it is, how is it that you're going to, he said, where is that at? Oh, glory to God. It talks about healing on the Sabbath day. Amen. Glory to God. About healing on the Sabbath day. He said, so if you see your brother that's wounded, are you not going to heal, I'm paraphrasing, are you not going to heal him on the Sabbath day? He said, the Sabbath day was made for man and not the Sabbath for man. Glory to God. And so in answering that, I would not even really give them an answer for myself. I'll look at them and I'll smile. I would give them an answer. I would smile because, see, to me, that's an insult. That's an insult right there. To me, it's an insult. To God, because you know what? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, bring back to remember. He said, because that did happen to you. And what I did, thank you, Lord. He said, I looked at that person. I'm going back to my experience. I looked at that person. And I just looked at that person and I walked away. I didn't even respond to them. I just looked at them. And I walked away because they said that God didn't tell you that. You just lying. I looked at them and I just shook my head and I walked away because I knew what I was dealing with now. I said, because they didn't know me. You know, I said, that's a sign that they, I said, do they serve the God that I serve? Amen. Glory to God. That's a sign of jealousy. Amen. Maybe you envy. Because why would you throw that seed out there? Because you put a seed out there. Now, that's your seed you're putting out there. That's their seed they put. God didn't tell you this. That's their seed they putting out there. And so I guess that seed going to grow. They're going to get a harvest from that seed. Amen. Basically, you're saying that to yourself. God didn't tell you that. Because when you open up your mouth, God didn't tell you to say what you said to me.
Well, I wanted to ask that question is because I know that there are times, especially we as women, and you have to know your words. You have to know. But there's men and women do not receive women ministers.
Amen. Amen.
And so you have to know within, with confidence within yourself.
Amen.
Especially if you know, like you said, if you have a relationship with the Lord, if somebody that don't know you, don't know, they have a label, they don't know anything about you, they come up because, I hear Apostle Simmons say so many times, because of the tradition of men. I was in the union office on Monday, and he was. I was running out the room to go take the keys to the president because she had left her keys in the door. I told her, I'll be right back. And so he was asking me some questions, and it ended up, I said, oh, glory to God, something like that. And it sparked a conversation about a spiritual. And I was telling him, I said, oh, yeah, I used to be, I'm retired and blah, 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 blah. And so he said, well, why did you stay? And, you know, I said, well, I have to do what God said do. And then he said, well, my sister, I hate to tell you, God did not tell you that you can be an evangelist. God did not tell you you can be a preacher, a teacher. He said, no, God don't go against his word. I said, okay. He said, I know the spirit. And the spirit did not tell you that. I read that, searched that Bible, and God did not tell you that you could. I said, okay. I started laughing within myself because it was funny to me. And I was like, okay. I said, well, I don't care what nobody say. I know what I know. I didn't call myself. This is my answer to him. I didn't call myself. Yeah. I just know that God is what he has given me. So what you're telling me is God don't know what he's doing. He said, well, the spirit, no. Anybody tell you that? I said, no, God told me. And I know what God said. Because when I try to run away, things start happening that I did not like. Having a lot of issues. But not trying to do what God said to do, but I know with the surety. So I know that that was improper. I knew it was improper. Because he said who he called, he qualified.
That's right.
And a lot of things that we know that as a spiritual aspect, I didn't seek for a position. We know that your gift will make room for itself.
Yes, ma'am, it will.
It will open up the door. It will make room for you. You don't have to do anything but just be in position and be ready.
That's right.
And sometimes you don't even have to be ready because you could be just being helping. And then you just and by you helping, it opens up a door for you and that you you weren't even expecting. And I can give you an example, a natural example. I was at one of our conventions, and I was just standing around talking, and one of the sisters walked up to me. She said, "You need to come to this meeting." Like, what meeting? Ain't nobody told me meeting about no meeting. I'm just, you know, I'm just all just lollygagging. You know, well, I wasn't lollygagging, but I'm just standing around, and I was just talking. And it was between sessions and stuff. And so you need to be in this meeting. You need to be over here. I was like, okay. I said, well, I'm sitting up here questioning, what am I doing? I said, well, I'm going to for a meeting. Well, I ain't involved in nothing. So.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, it's a position was made for me, for me to be assistant secretary. And I was like, I got chose. I didn't ask. I was just there.
Yeah, that's true.
And so this is my point was to this is that God knows what he has prepared you for, and I learned this down through the years. You may think that the things that you do, they may go unnoticed by man.
Right.
But God sees. And we said promotions come from the south, don't come from the east, don't come from the west. But God elevates. He elevates. And I never forget the very first prophecy that I got, my overseer, Apostle Dr. LaRon Matthews.
Mm-hmm.
He said, the first time he ever set eyes on me, I didn't know that man. From Adam at that time. And I was on an assignment myself to minister to another church. And I had went to Apostle Shabu's church.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I went there, he said, woman of God, that God's going to elevate you in your organization. Well, how do you know I'm in an organization? How do you know? How do you know who I am?
Yeah,
that was that's where, and I'm telling you, that has happened many times over.
Mm-hmm.
Many times over, on a national level, on the local level, many times over.
Yes,
I did not ask for it. As a matter of fact, the position I'm in now, I didn't ask for this. People came and got me. They said,
"Hey now."
Where's Dr. Wilson? We need her for me to be over the Sunday school department for the state.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is just, and I've been teaching online since 2013. I've been a Sunday school teacher since I was in my early 20s. And I'm in my 60s now. So look at the elevation of God. It's not something that I asked for. So I just to say enough. I said all of this. We have to just be ready. You know, we just have to be in position. Should I say? We just have to be get ourselves in order. Don't be worried about trying to book for a position. Don't be trying to.
Thank you.
You just serve God, and let God do what He do. And when you serve God, you will get your reward. You will get your reward. You know, I didn't say, ooh, I've been here the longest, and I did this, and I did that. And, you know, no, we just have to, because I know one time I did that, number 10, of my time. Oh, I was like, Lord, this, that. I was like, I was sitting up there murmuring, complaining. God, the Holy Ghost convicted me so bad, mother. This is what he said to me. Who do you think you are? He said, who do you think you are?
Me. That's right.
Oh, mother, when he said the words to me, I'm telling you, I felt like shrinking violet. And I was sitting right there in my seat, and ain't nobody heard him but me.
Only chastise those he loves.
And I'm telling you, I felt that like a fire was put to my hand.
Yeah.
So we went, and just the other day, I was talking to one of my sister's secretary, and I was saying some stuff, and I went downstairs to cook, and take something for dinner, and the Holy Ghost said, "You're a leader. Now you need to call and repent." When it came right back up these stairs, I texted her. I said, please call me. When she called me, I need to say this before we get into this conversation. I am your leader. What I said was out of order. And I said, I need you to forgive me because that was not right. And that's not an example that a leader should do.
Mm-hmm.
So what I said, please forgive me. You hear me? She said, yeah. It's hard to give you. And then she kept on talking. She said, well, I'm glad you do, you know. Because she knows, but she know me, you know what I'm saying. She knew me.
Right.
And but I wanted to get it back. I wanted to, because I said, no, I told her, I said, the Holy Ghost convicted me. And I want to make sure that we get this together. So so many times the people don't know. They think that they know, but they don't know. And we have to be careful when we say God said it. God
That's
said
right.
it. Because if we think that God said it because of what we feel that what we have read in the Word of God, we have to make sure that our emotions, our input is not in the input
That's
of
right.
what God is saying. You know when the Holy Ghost is talking. You know, because it reproves and it corrects, but it don't tear down.
Amen.
If it tears down, it's tear down for that stuff that ain't should not be there, not like that.
Yeah.
But I'm and it just does it in a correct manner. So, I just wanted to ask that question. I'm going on mute, Mother.
Amen. And you know, Dr. Wilson, when you was talking, you know, next scripture came, he said, my sheep know my voice, you know, and another he will not follow. Glory
right.
to God. And so that's another answer. Amen. God, you know, to confirm that, you know, God have called you, you know, to the ministry, to be a pastor, you know, and God is not a schizophrenia. God is not bipolar. God know what he doing. When he said there's nothing new up under the sun, but things is new to us. Amen. God back then had judge. He had a judge. He had a female judge. That was devil. Glory to God. God used women in important positions that don't even have a name in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But God recognized women. Glory to God. Amen. The faith of a woman, you know, not doing no comparison, but when you read it in the Bible, it outweighs a lot of male factors, their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, even when he told Peter, he said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But yet, at the same time, the church and the ecclesia, we're the church. So who birthed out the church? Who birthed out the church? It was a woman that gives birth to the church. They know how to travail. Amen. Glory to God. Because when God told his father to prepare me a body, he was going to go down. He had to find a woman to carry that seed. Not a man, but a woman. Because when he found that woman and Mary found favor, she found favor. Dr. Wilkes, you have favor. Because, see, God has a seed, put a seed in you. Now it's time for it to give birth. And that seed that was growing with you over the years, God said, now it's time for it to give birth. Because it's in its third trimester. Now the end of the third trimester, that's the ninth month. Now it's time for it to give birth. Now it's time that you push that baby out and go forward. Go forward. Amen. Glory to God. He said, because that's the infancy of your ministry. It's a new birthing of that baby that you've been carrying for 9 months. Glory to God. And so that's why God chose Mary. Amen, to carry that. And he had a man to cover her. He told Joseph, you know, don't put her away. Don't even have sexual intercourse with her. He said, I don't even want your blood or your semen mixed. I'm not feeding the Oshaya with that baby. He said, nothing. He said, I don't want mankind to have nothing to do with this seed that I'm putting in you. Because it's God himself. Because he had a plan for the nation of people. He had a plan for the world. He came through Mary by heaven express. Came through Mary by heaven express. He had an express mail from the angel. Told her, Mary, you're highly favored. Told her, fear not first. Fear not, Dr. Will. Fear not. Hallelujah. Even though that first test saying God did not tell you that, that's ignorance of a man. That's ignorance of a man. That's ignorance. Amen. Glory to God. They're just total ignorance. Amen. Glory to God. And God is just showing you that ain't the last. That's not the last, hallelujah, the foolishness that's going to come before you. Hallelujah. It's just a preparation.
As he kept talking, this is what happened. As he kept talking, I don't think he realized what he did. The Lord made him, he says, my sister, what you said just now, I can see that backed up by the scripture. He said, and it would be foolish to say that God cannot use a woman. But if God tells you to go do the things that you're doing, then, you know, say that.
But he kept trying
to go back to saying that I can't evangelize, I can't teach. So, because especially when it came to, I'm telling him that, yo, there's a lot of young men that's raising their children, and they need to be trained how to take care of a household as well. And so that's part of the things that I'm going to be doing because they don't teach home economics, just one for females. And when I was going to school, males was in there learning how to cook, sew, do everything. But it's just amazing how that if you let a person keep on talking.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. You can see exactly where it's at. And I just mostly thank God for knowing who I am in the Lord. Now, I was born once upon a time. It wasn't like that because I wasn't unsure of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am not arrogant, not in an arrogant way, not none of that. But I'm sure who I am because God made me who I am. Now, like I said, I did not call myself something that he did. And when we know that when we allow him to do what he does, he don't make no mistake in what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the amazing part about it.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Mother.
Amen.
Elaborating on that question for me.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you for the question. It made me think about in my ministry when God, in different facets of the ministry when God had called me, you know, and he let me know because he called me in the book of Ezekiel. He would always tell me, go back and read it, and go back and read it. Keep going back and reading because you will know who you are. Amen. And I remember one particular season, he said, you're a repairer of the breaches. I'm like, what? And you're a repairer of the breaches. I said, wow, God. So I said, I repair things that is broken down and fallen. I repair things. So he said, you restore the right way. He said, you restore the right way. You help restore people from their sins. And you know, you help restore broken relationship. You know, you restore things that have been breached, has been broken. And I always remember that I always was an advocate. I always geared toward those that were always less fortunate. I said, God, why do I just reach towards them? Why do I go towards those that others don't want? I said, all since I've known the Lord, I said, God, those type of people will always come to me. And I said, I would carry them. I would carry them. It was this one particular young lady. I carried her for years. And every time she would call me, I said, you just dumping. I said, God, she just dumping. I said, every time she called me, you know, she don't help. I said, when you call to try to get a little help or whatever, don't even do that. I always got a woe is me, woe is me. I said, Lord, what kind of spirit is that? I said, she's broken. I said, she's been saved, you know, all these years, saved before I was saved. I said, what is this? And she was part of my work. And God, yet I'm still yet in her life, and yet still she will call me. But God taught me how to minister unto her. So there are some serious things that is going on within her family. God showed me in a dream, and I had to call her. Glory to God. So being a repairer of the breach, amen, everybody is not going to like you. Everybody's not going to go for you. You're going to feel like you're on an island on yourself. Amen. So I have to know who I am. Amen. Glory to God. And that's why every year he brings Ezekiel. He said, go back and read it again. Go back and read it. And I have to stay focused. I have to know. Because once I fully understand my assignment, God is opening up doors. He's opening up doors. And that's why I have to say, and many of us have to say, not my will, God, but thy will be done. Because all that you have on the inside of you, Dr. Will. It has, you have to give birth to it. You have to give birth to it. Pulpit, and I heard Dr. Matthew say, no, he didn't say that. I don't know if he said it or not, but I heard somebody say that your pulpit is the world. And I was used, and I caught on to that. I said, you know what? My pulpit is the world. I said, God, I don't like to be bound in a building. Yes, that building is my home base. I like to come back to it. I said, but I don't like to be stuck in a building. Because I said, God, I want to travel. I said, I want to meet different people, different nations. I said, I want to be able to minister physically. God is about, he's opening up doors. And he's opening up doors now through the airways. Amen. Through technology that you're able to minister. Through technology. Glory to God. But I'm like, okay, God, I want to go in that land. And God will prepare you before you go somewhere. And when you look back over all that God put in you, when that situation comes, the Holy Spirit will bring things back to your remembrance. You fortify. You qualify. And I look back even over my life many times when God will wake me up in the middle of the night, totally out of my sleep. I mean, my thoughts are not clear, and he'll have me start praying. I start praying for different countries. I said, God, I know that language. I said, I heard that language before, but I couldn't identify that language. Remember many times he would sit me straight up in the bed, and I start praying. Just sit up, and I just go praying for that person in that country, interceding for that person in that country. Glory to God. Because I said, all of these countries, Lord God, that I pray for, I said, God, I want to be able to go there and minister to those people in their language. While I'm praying in their languages, and they will know what I'm saying. And you will allow me to know what I'm saying, that you will not allow my mind to be fruitful. But it's a price that you have to pay. And it's a price that you pay, Dr. Will. You pay the price. Amen. You yield your members unto God. You yielded your members. And that's what we have to do, people of God. You have to yield. You have to yield. And, you know, and I think about, in the organization that I'm in, this song that Bishop Charles Harrison Mason, that God gave him. See, it's a powerful song. It's a powerful song because it has substance to it, and it's a meaning, it's their motto. Yes, Lord. Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord is a surrender man song. Anybody can sing that song, but when you sing it with the understanding that I'm yielding my members to you when I say, yes, Lord. That's what you're saying. So everybody can't sing that song because when you sing it, but when he said, let everything that praise God, he said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Yes, when you say, yes, Lord, a surrendered man's song is saying that you're born again. Blood washed, and water baptized, born of the Spirit. Yes, Lord, I surrender everything to you. Yes, Lord, I surrender my members. I surrender my will, not my will, but thy will be done. Yes, Lord, I give you my heart, my soul, my mind. I give everything to you. Yes, Lord. You Lord of my life. You're King of kings and you're Lord. Yes, Lord. Didn't that go, yes, Lord. And see, when I hear that, see, when I hear that song, it reminds me of my commitment to God. Hallelujah. It reminds me, I gave my life. I surrendered everything. He brought me through storms and rain because I said, yes, Lord. Even when others ostracized me, even when others did not understand who I am, amen, even when others was jealous and hate me for no cause because they hated Jesus because I gave up my will and I said, yes, Lord. I didn't lean unto my own understanding, but I acknowledged him in everything that I did. Lord, what shall I wear?
That's good, Mother.
Lord, what shall I say? Thank you, Doctor. Lord, what shall I do? Where shall I go? Even in the midst of when I was angry at the people, hallelujah, I would go to the word of God and say, yes, Lord. I said, Lord, I need a message. I need a message right now, God, to sustain me. I need a message. And I would sit on my couch, and God would start speaking to me. Hallelujah, glory to God. Didn't understand everything, glory to God, but I just believed. I believe this word, yes, Lord. See, that's what yes, Lord really means. I give up everything. And remembering time, amen, when I was in my living room, glory to God, holding my first grandson and talking to him and singing to him and worshiping the Lord, and all of a sudden, Spirit of the Lord, yes, Lord, came into the room, glory to God, and I laid the baby on the couch, glory to God, and I stood up in my living room on my floor, glory to God, and said, yes, Lord, surrender. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, I start feeling the cool breeze around me. The windows and doors was closed, amen, and I'm looking at my blouse, amen. And my blouse is bouncing up like a cool spring breeze. It's blowing gently up under them. And that let me know that the Spirit of the Lord was encircling me, encompassing me, and saying, worship him. And I started worshiping, yes, Lord. See, that was my yes, Lord, glory to God. And so when you sing that yes, Lord, amen, glory to God, you're born again and your blood washed, glory to God. And your fire baptized, amen, glory to God. Not just singing it because it sounds good, but you're singing it because, see, that's your life. Yes, Lord, God. It's a sold-off life, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, you're bleeding, as the doctor said, Dr. Matthew said, you're bleeding while you're leading, glory to God. Hallelujah, you're putting new life, amen, you're pouring out new life, amen, a refreshing spring to other people while you being restored from the master above, glory to God, because people are yet trying to hold on to you and make you as their host because they're nothing but parasite because they're not adding nothing to you because they're trying to suck the life out of you, glory to God.
Yes,
but yes, Lord,
yes,
as you continue to say, yes, Lord, glory to God, God is restoring you. He's restoring you. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Yes,
river.
Lord. God. Hallelujah. And so if anybody wants to know, amen, and understand, hallelujah, yes, it's a motto, amen, for Church of God in Christ congregation, amen. But it could be your motto if you fully understand that song that God gave Bishop Harrison Mason, hallelujah. Yes, he was a man, hallelujah, but he was called by God. He was seeking out the truth. Amen. The truth, amen, of Jesus. Hallelujah. The truth, amen, glory to God, of why God called him, amen. Why did God call him, amen, to bring up that
That's
organization,
it.
Amen, the hallelujah, Church of God in
Doing
Christ,
the
Church of God in
yeah.
Christ, in Christ, in Christ, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, we are all supposed to be the Church of God. In Christ, amen,
right.
Because we were fearfully and wonderfully made, amen, in the beginning when he made man in his own image, in his own likeness. In Christ we were made. In Christ we were born again. In Christ we live and move and have our being. It's in Christ, amen. Glory to God. But God gave it to Bishop Charles Mason for a reason. For a reason, glory to God, because there was some people that didn't believe, amen, hallelujah, and he was seeking
Egypt.
A higher plane of God. There was some that was disgruntled, amen, and didn't know the fullness of God. And so here it is, this young man, Bishop Charles Harrison Mason, amen, he wanted to know the truth. He wanted to eat the whole roll, as Isaiah said. He wanted to eat the whole roll, amen.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
Glory to God. And if our ancestors will look back, will come here today, they were like, oh, my God, what the heck is this? What is going on? Yes, Lord. God gave it to him. For a reason, and we have to understand the reason behind it, and we have to seek that which is good. Why did God choose that young man? Why
yes.
did God choose you?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is.
Not
yes.
looking at the natural man, glory to God. It's just like when Paul, amen, sees the Pharisees, he was taught under Gamaliel, amen. He thought he had the truth. He knew the law. Amen. Behind it. He knew the law of the word, glory to God. But it said the latter killeth is the law. He said, but it's the spirit that give life to the law. Jesus
yes.
said, I came not to do away with the law. Amen. Because see, that was his word. He said, but I came to fulfill it. Give me Yoshiah, God.
Yes.
Even as when he told Moses, amen. He said, I am that I am. Glory
Man.
To God. Go
there
tell
go.
Pharaoh, I am sent. Hallelujah. And that goes for you all, to, for us today. I am sent. Hallelujah. And
there
so don't
go,
let
mother.
No one tell you, glory to God, that God didn't say this to you. God didn't tell you that. He said, my sheep know my voice, and another, he will
voice.
Not follow. Amen. When God give you a dream, and when God, hallelujah, glory to God, that dream is for you. You can't share that dream with everybody because
everybody
ain't going to believe that dream. It's a God-given dream, and that God-given dream was given to you. Amen. Wait upon your ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Keep continuing to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. Yes, there's going to be some foxes. Glory to God. Yes, there's going to be some naysayers down the road. You're going to meet a traveler, glory to God. And you're going to meet the Oshaya, God. Oh, God, robbers and blood and those hosts that attach themselves to you. You're going to meet all sorts of people
yes.
on that road. But yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let them be your focus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't even look back. But continue forward. As Paul said, continue to move forward. Continue to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And to help you to understand that, that's a surrender man song. Hallelujah. And God is saying, even to myself, remember who you are. Remember who you are. You know who you are. You know your source. You know what God put inside of you. You know what God is doing through you. And so don't allow people to put labels on you. Don't allow people to discourage your walk. Amen, glory to God. Don't allow people, amen, to put their ideals, amen, to deter you from what God have given you. Hallelujah. Wait on your ministry. Wait upon it. Amen. And then when you get in that ninth month, that third trimester in that ninth month, then God said it's time for the labor pain to come. Because when the labor month, it is your side, God, Dr. Wilkes, because you experienced those labor pain. You're experiencing labor pain because that baby is finna come. The baby is there, is there, is there. And you have given birth to it. Now you have to continue to push it out for it to be developed. Hallelujah. You know how we prepare, amen, for that baby to come. We start buying things. We start preparing what we get a name for the baby, don't we? Hallelujah. Glory to God. What's our friends and family, they give us a baby shower to prepare for its arrival. That's the same way with the ministry. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, John the Baptist said. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you, Dr. Matthews. Hallelujah. Mother Sidney wasn't intending to go that way, but whatever the Spirit of the Lord blows, I allow him to flow. I just flow and follow him. God bless you on this morning. Glory to God. I know when I woke up this morning, God had put Isaiah 44 in my spirit. Amen. Glory to God. But God said, we're going to go a totally different way. Hallelujah. On this morning. He said, someone needs to hear what was being said and someone needs to be encouraged. Yes, Dr. Wilson.
You said, as you were saying, prepare the way. A bunch of scriptures start flashing from Genesis to Revelation. that every time that God prepared the vessel before they came forth, sometimes it was a short period of time, sometimes it was quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You look at it, he prepared Noah. He prepared Abraham. He prepared Moses. He prepared Samuel. He prepared Samson. Every step of the way when you go through the Bible, every time you see somebody, he prepared them. Joel, he prepared even like you said, even when he got to Paul, he prepared the disciples. He called them. He prepared them. Then when he got to Paul, he on the road to Damascus, even before that time, he prepared him. He got to the house. Stuck his life. Because he thought he knew, and that's a great example for what we were talking about this morning. Paul thought he knew he knew what God was. And he was persecuted. Oh, I should have said that. Now I'm over you.
Hallelujah.
Because he thought he knew the will of God. And he was fighting against the will of God. And
looked
for God to set him straight. The Priscilla and Aquila, the men, it's out there, they pulled him to the side, and then they said to stand to him a more excellent way. See, we have to know how. The Lord and not just spew out, like you said, spew out stuff. Glory. That really opened it up to me. So thank you. I'm going back.
Amen. God bless
Hallelujah.
You. Amen. God bless you, Prophet Matthews. Good to hear your voice.
God bless you, Mother. Good to hear your voice, too. I'm listening to it, Mother. I'm trying to get my voice and get everything going again.
Amen.
Good morning, my brother. But I'm listening. I actually heard Evangelist Wilkes' question in the beginning.
Yes.
Evangelist Wilkes, I heard your question from the beginning. I was listening in. I just recalibrating my body.
Recalibrate, yeah.
Bless you. Yeah, there you go. So, amen. From 1, 2, 3 in the morning to 4, trying to complete this project. But nonetheless, all is well. Great, great word. Come on in, Evangelist Bonita Sanders. Come on in. You wanted to say something?
Yes, I did. I have just a few minutes. I wanted to say blessings to you all this morning. The Lord told me to quickly get on the line.
God bless you. Top of the morning.
Blessings to you, Mother. Blessings to you.
God bless you, my sister.
On the line.
Good to hear your voice.
I just wanted to say, Mother, that word, that yes, Lord, was for me this morning.
Amen.
It's not that I'm not saying yes. I'm still saying yes, and I'm not. I'm going to forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to forever.
Put the meaning behind it.
It is. It is, my brother. And
yes. Put the meaning behind it.
I am proud, godly proud, of my upbringing, Mother, in
mm-hmm.
the Church of God in Christ. I don't call it Kojic. I call it Church of
mm-hmm.
God in Christ. And if you
mm-hmm.
understand where our leader, where Bishop Harrison Mason, who he was and where he came from, you would understand not the organization based on man's ways, but the organization based on what the Father has ordained in the lives of his people around the world, not just in the States,
mm-hmm.
around the world. So we are, I am godly proud of my upbringing concerning my bishop and my family. My family that is in
mm-hmm.
God. Jesus says, those that do the will of my Father is the
Father.
Same as my mother, my brother, and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
It's not based on blood.
Absolutely.
The word says the flesh profiteth nothing. But
mm-hmm.
the words that I speak, that he is speaking to us and is still speaking now, they are spirit and they are life. I know who my family is. The Sanders family is all right. But that name is not going to get me where I need to go into the kingdom. And that is the most important.
Mm-hmm.
That's the legacy, Mother, that we've been taught. That's the legacy.
Yeah.
It's not based on flesh and blood. I know the legacy of Benjamin, but the legacy of Benjamin in the kingdom of God is greater than the Benjamin of the man of God. So I thank God for what
mm-hmm.
I heard this morning just in that few minutes. I just got on the line, and I said, wow, Father God. We need to know who we are. We need to understand.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't
That's
matter,
what
my
this
brother,
is all about.
It doesn't matter the organization.
It's
I'm
all
in the
about.
VA, and I see men and women of God that don't know their identity. It's sad. And it's not enough of the people of God that are truly
mm-hmm.
understanding and hearing the voice of the Father. Your mother said it right. My sheep know my voice. Who are we listening to? Who are we listening to? My parents trained me, but they could not make me be saved. They couldn't make
mm-hmm.
me say yes. They could not. As many whoopings as I got, they couldn't make me say yes. It had to be in my heart.
That's
it
right.
It had to understand
mm-hmm.
who he was as a child coming up into the church. I had to understand. It's just not based. My mother is gone. My father is getting ready to be 90 years old. Got some illnesses. It's not just that that's going to take me into the kingdom of God. My brothers and sisters, most of them are gone. They're in the kingdom. They're in with our Father. It's only 3 of us left out of 8 children. My brother, you already know that. It's important for us to understand where true legacy is. It's important. My sheep
mm-hmm.
know my voice. He said, if you go in the door some other way, you're a thief and a robber. I do not want to be a thief and a robber. Blessings to you. I didn't mean to say all that, but I just had to let Mother know.
Amen.
And the body of Christ on this line, know. We got to know who we are.
Amen. Amen.
We have to understand the identity of what Christ is to our lives. I was reading this yesterday, and the Lord told me, I was driving, and I got to get on the prayer line, on our prayer line. And the Lord said, these are they. And I was reading. The Lord showed me, Mother, these are they. He showed it to me in Revelations 14 and 4, and it says, these are they that follow the Lamb. that follows the Lamb. It didn't say follow Egypt, follow your mother, follow your, all that's good. But these are they that follow the Lamb. Are we following the Lamb? Are they? So I thank God this morning for the yes, Lord, that's still in my spirit, that's in my belly. I thank God for the yes, Lord. Blessings to you, Mother, this morning. Blessings to you. Blessings to you all.
Amen.
Bless you, woman, God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Blessings to you, my brother. Good to hear your voice.
Likewise, woman, God. Amen. You know, Mother, bless you on today. Once again, I'm going to try to do this without a lot of cough this morning and bring up the synergy of God on today. Amen. Can you hear me, Mother?
Amen. Yes, I can hear you. I just say you got your teeth.
It took me a while, W-H-I-L-E-Y, not W-I-L-D, not W-I-L-E, a while to really understand the importance of who I am to the kingdom. But it took me years to understand who I am to God. Because I've been everything to the churches, whether it's Destiny Center, San Antonio, Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, previous ministry, Steady In of God, the Way of Life Holiness Church, Holy Sweet Holy Spirit Ministries International, Church of God in Christ, you name it, apostolic, all of those things. To my dad, in many ways, to leaders that I've come under. Just yesterday, I was up, probably yesterday night, the night before that I was up. And there was a pastor just brainwashing the people. And it was on social media, and I'm trying to stay away from that just to teach if I can. And he said something. He said, God ain't using the prophets anymore. God ain't using the apostle anymore. That was for the time. And the last great apostle was John the Baptist. And he was going through all of these things. And I just looked at the man. And I'm looking at this huge church he had. And I looked at congregation. And I'm looking at the men and the women there. And I'm just saying to myself, God, thank you. Thank you for showing me who I am. And I heard, went to another page all the year, all this month, and everybody's promoting ministry and talking about ministry. I'm saying, Lord, whose side are we really on? Most of the stuff that I even hear now, and when I do an in-depth, and I say in-depth, men and women of God who are listening, when I'm doing an in-depth study, literally, I'm going to say, actually, I would have to contradict cognitive life, even what I've been taught. I would have to contradict it. Even if I go to the scripts of Phoenician language and Semitic language and understanding what has been released from scrolls and the little knowledge that I have from Bible, to understand the Ethiopic Bible and to tap into the Maccabees and try to learn the three Hebrew words, Hebrew Bible. And it's sitting here and then coming to the translation that was authorized in 1604 and completed in 1611 in the language that was given, and then the Septuagint Bible. Man, I said, God, if you don't do it, it will not be done. Then you went to the word song, heard the song, Yes, Lord. And Yes, Lord is really a symbol of what Bishop Mason had to deal with in the crossroad of the 1800s, because he was in a Baptist Holiness Church and he sought for the knowledge. And William Seymour and Bishop Jones, and then they dealt with the very racist evangelical pastor, I can't think of his name right now, of this movement, Azusa movement. People got stuck in that movement, and how Seymour began to come to the revelation of the Word of God, and even speaking in tongues when he started losing a lot of people, and how he was sitting in the classroom outside, and he's a saved, sanctified white people, but they didn't want blacks in. These are spirit-filled people, but speaking in tongues, all is anointed. And I'm just being honest, and I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus, but half of these people going to hell, just to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And with what they were teaching and the life that they were living and how they came in to separate his movement. And even the one leader, he fought Mason. I think he died, less than 6 months after that. It's so much to learn. Well, I put it like this. It's so much for the people to learn. And it's not enough time in life for us to teach everybody because of the mindset, the brainwash of people, the mindset of the people, and the theology that's been taught to the people, rather than by the two different Bibles that they gave us from 1800s, 1700s to now, to the translation of nations and countries and so many things that's been given to us, women right, men right, rites of passage of the rites, all of the 14 other books that's been translationally taken out, or not even translated, but taken out, reasoning for them being taken out from the book of Enoch, and you name them, to the list, and I'm going through some of the list of things. I'm sitting here and I'm saying, man, if people don't know who they are, they don't understand the moral climate of the Word of God and other things of God. And so many people, illusions, even when it comes to the preparation of things, I just said, Lord, I thank God that I know who I am. Took me a while to get it. Took me a while to sit around people who had agendas for me and not necessarily ministry, still have agendas and still ain't getting it. You know, no matter how much you tell them, they ain't going to get it. No matter how much you correct them, they ain't going to get it. How much you say it to them, they still ain't going to get it. So you got to do what you have to do. You got to bust the move real quickly in the season to do what you have to do. But to really understand what you were saying today and the order for which you're saying it in is very pivotal for many of us. Even Immaculate Conception about the Mary, the Virgin, and so many other things that are biblically translation in the gospel, you know, the writing, the writers of it, the inspired writers of it. Man, it would probably take me, and I can't speak for everybody else, me, probably another whole century to regrip, recalibrate what was told to me to come to the knowledge of what was revealed to me. Because it is not revealed to you, and let me pause with a period right there, some things that are revealed to people, are not revealed from God. It's revealed from the flesh. It's been revealed from their lustful desires. It's been revealed from the perverted thoughts. It's been revealed from them because of anger, rage, unforgiveness, controlling, deception, manipulation, and the list goes on under the umbrella of the spirit world. But I'm talking about having a visitation of God, and he seeing you and you seeing him, and you want what he has. But when he revealed to you what is truth, that looked like it was, that it will contradict, it will look like it will contradict what you taught. That's the fight, because much is given, much is required of us.
Yes.
We all in the body of Christ right now, majority of the people, Apostle Simmons, Evangelist Wilkes, Prophetess Benita Stanton, and I'm just throwing titles out. All of us, we in this thing dealing with those who have invested in title and not vested in living righteous. It's all about, you got to call me intercessor this, prayer warrior this, prophetess this, apostle this. Everybody trying to get elevated in their title, but no one want to sit there, tail down, and lay before God and get their lives together. As I said yesterday, when are we going to really live holy? Stop talking about it. I'm so tired of people talking about this. Let me see somebody going to really live this thing right. You know, when are we going to do it? Because you thought, I gotta do it. Hey, you still got to argue against another sister. You still got to argue against another brother. You still try to manipulate holy men and women of God. You know, just like, it's like, when did this stop? You know, my dad said something years ago, son, this ain't what you think it is. I was in my 20s, late 20s. He said, it ain't what you think it is. This ain't what you see. It ain't what you think it is. And then when people talk about holiness, they don't talk about morally right. They talk about garments. They talk about how you operate when you're in the ingenuity of the people. We got to walk in this occasion. I can't wait to sit down with pastors today in 21st century, and everybody want to pass a business card, and everybody want to pass a word without being honest with each other. I'm the one, you know, Apostle said, I was sitting down, I'm the only one at the table going to be authentic, and then all these brothers looking foolish. And then you got you up there with Tim and your you up there with Tim being your armor bearer. You like, I didn't see you tap his butt on your way in the big office. And, I mean, in the room. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I mean, it's like, you know, just be authentic. Just be authentic. Be consistent. Be dedicated. Understand your honor system and walk in morality. All this stuff, you going to fight. You going to come under the umbrella and the synoptic. How did it that you change the principles of at least what is right? How you my evangelical brother, but you allowed to preach in my church, but because your bylaws doesn't allow a black man to have privilege in your pulpit. Sit up there. And that's a lot of that stuff. We gonna see, and then now we're gonna have to go through, we gotta break down everybody now. I'm hearing like this is heavy now. Everybody, now y'all don't get me wrong, thanks, because I just want nobody to misunderstand. I'm glad the recording is going on. We got to talk about the rapture now. Rapture. I'm sitting there. Let me go ahead and study the rapture. Let me study rapture. Well, it's nowhere in the Bible. Show me where it came on the scene. But yeah, 18 such and such. Who was the translator? Greek and Hebrew. Okay, that's where the word came from. Okay, how did they attach it to this movement? Nobody want to do nothing. Nobody want to go through persecution, suffering. We're going to come up out of here. We're going to leave out of here And all the rest going to be left. Okay. Waiting. And keep waiting. When God says your time, it's going to be your time. He called you up out of here, he'll call you up out of here. When your life is in alignment with the word, he'll line it up with the word. He'll bring it with the word. Now, our big preacher who done beat up all the preachers in the world, he up there with his neck moved, arrogant as ever. I said, man, he didn't persuade him. He didn't battle his, made his point known. All the other preachers are dogs, women are whores in the church. They wear makeup. I listened to that. I said, okay. Some validity to his point. Now he done gone off. So if you don't know yourself, man of God, you don't know yourself, woman of God. Now, some of the stuff people wear and do, that ain't God. That just ain't God. You should know better. I'll put the word right there. You should know better. Powerful to that.
Man.
What is God revealing to you that's true? Not from a person confirming, because God put people on the earth that can confirm things, can reveal things, can share things, can speak to things. The Lord, what are you saying to her? What are you saying to him? What are you saying to them? What are you saying to this person? Because what I'm saying, if I was not sound, Daniel is calling the books, some of the things probably entertain the same. I would have to go to an island by myself. I'm telling you, I would go to an island by myself. I'm telling you, and shut down all of this stuff people are saying. Your religion is right. Your church is right. Your denomination is right. Your teaching is right. We're going to accept this because of love of God. He loves me. He loves me so much that he let me say I was born like this because he loved me. And if you study genealogy and study the state of transgene, transgender, transcending, you'll have your answer if somebody broke it down to you. And even the people with one day up, one day down, out of order, and we got to deal with those. Hey, what do you do next? Okay, so you, a preacher is preaching. Somebody's speaking in tongues. Out of order. Ooh, God moved. Out of order. Out of order. But the Lord would, baby, listen to me. Let me help you out. You can't be like that. You cannot be in the middle of a church going off in tongues while this man is preaching. I'm sorry. Thank God. It's not the Holy Spirit. Oh, I've been hurt. He don't believe in the Holy Spirit. This man of God is up there preaching. You done went off in tongues. You done took the service over. Do you think that's the Spirit of God? Because we haven't been trained. Now we offended. Now we're hurt. You don't believe I should speak in tongues? No, not out of order. Not out of order. And thank God the man didn't rebuke you. He got silent. Let you go in tongues. And then when he stopped, he asked you to interpret. I don't know, but God was speaking. Well, sweetheart, tell the man with the people, tell him what he said. Okay, so then that's not for everybody. It was for you. And it wasn't supposed to be. But you have this kind of stuff. No more secret love. Openly rebuke. Stop it. It's out of order. You don't hinder the service. We have this type of stuff going on in the body. Can the woman of God preach? No, she shouldn't assert authority. She should be quiet. She should be silent in the church. She can't speak in the church. She can't be in my pulpit. She can't even be on my floor.
All right.
That's the way it's going to be in this church. And I ain't changing it. I know what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Let's keep moving. What's the next one? Well, you're not baptized in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. You're not being baptized right. Okay? You got to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sin. You when you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus died, okay, you confess him, yes. You believe in your heart, yes. What's the next step? There's the next step to that, okay. We got them saved yet. Are they learning the salvation? Okay, let's get them baptized. Okay, what do we do next after that? Let's teach them. What do we get them next up? So it's all the process, all of the rituals of life, and bringing them and teach them. You know what, God? Let my life be an example of righteous living. Yet, with my thorns, I'm going to use the term as Paul, so I will have some of the people on here studying the word, I say, my thorns in my flesh. Lord, use me. Let me righteous with you, with these thorns. And keep the abundance of revelation. Keep the power that you've given me to walk in this thing. Thank you, vocal cords, getting a little better here. Do what we need to do in the kingdom of God. And I am persuaded. I mean, Philippians 1 and 8. Yeah, but being able to endure to the end, he who has begun a good work must perform this thing. Notice Paul say perform it, continue to move in it until the day of Jesus Christ, to coming into the knowledge of him. And understanding the colonial system of religion, probably one of the biggest first, and I probably had to go on record with this, of what they told the slaves and what they lived in their life about religious system. And their sons and daughters and bloodline carried the same old thing. And now we divide it on race issues in the church. I said, man, now we got an Islamic battle, Judaism fight, a Christianity challenge. All of these things, and the Buddhism jumping in, and the Hinduism jumping in, and the Latter-day Saints giving their opinion on things. And then you got all of them, Jehovah Witness, putting their percentage in. And the Hebrew Israelites, their point of view, as you graft yourself into everybody, there's somebody that got something slick that's in the agenda. But we all believe in Yahweh, or their way, or Israel, or Israel. So I just say, Lord, my dad, son, and yourself, and don't be a believer who mess up, because you ain't gonna get no help from the hospital or other believers. I found that to be with a lot of people. You ain't gonna get no help from the other one. That's a no no right there. If you are a believer and you have missed the mark, it's called apologetics. I mean, it's called harshiality, spirit of error. And you try to get back, your chances are very glim and bleak because their reconciliation is when you accept them. They're not reconciliation if you fall off and come back. There's not a reconciliation plan in place for that. It's almost like you go into the hospital. You go to the hospital and get healed, but you come back into the world, and then somebody, some medication or something in the world, gets you sick again, then you try to come back. What are you back here again for? Then you get healed the first time. You got to keep coming back to get healed. Guarantee you. There's a lot of hospitals making millions of dollars on people who had to come back a third, fourth, fifth, sixth time. And they ain't turning nobody away because what? Their insurance will cover them. We don't have a real, the church world doesn't have an insurance policy. You know why? Because their policy is to take everything that you have. Required. So you got to be able to restore. Well, how many times do you restore a person? How many times do you forgive in a day? I told him, how many times? Forgive him again. How many times did they step on your shoe? You know, I just bought these $400 shoes, okay, but did they intend to do it? I don't know. Did they saw me with them on? They intend to do it. Reconciliation. So I hear the word love. Hear them say it. Give them question the validity of myself. What? I have a love for you. I have a love for people. Do I really have the love, that passion, love? Do we really genuinely have it? Do we genuinely have that love inside of? Are you really carrying it? People don't examine themselves. Man, because hey, they're not gonna be my wife, man. Because they're not gonna be my husband, man. Because I told God, God showed me, the lust showed you, the spirit showed you. But we don't want to be honest with ourselves. I want to be honest. I cannot live in an illusion. Cannot live in a delusion. Pleasing everybody in this world, and they ain't even happy themselves. That's a sad place. Pleasing people that ain't happy themselves. That's like, you got to save yourself. If you live morally right, all of this, these other fires that you trying to put out that somebody gave you, and they can't even put it out themselves. All right, please. I appeal to follow. They didn't be at a funeral without folk acting up. At a funeral. What is that all about? Grandma. Grandma ain't giving nobody insurance. Ain't giving nobody insurance money. Didn't she have something for me? No, because she was too busy getting you out of jail. Paying for you that you stole all the money with the drugs. For drugs. There ain't nothing. So, I mean, it's like we don't see ourselves. That's what I said at noonday yesterday. We people examine yourself beyond this institution of religion. Ask God, Lord, show me me. Reveal to me me. Make sure I'm of the faith, because the word of God said the righteous will scarcely make it. And all of your righteousness is still filthy rags. getting dressed in the nicest of the suits in the world and put on the matching socks with the matching tie. And missed it. Paul talks about that. Castaway. I guess Paul was not a disciple when that pastor spoke. Paul was just an ordinary man. Been learning. I know I said a whole lot in this last 15 minutes, Mother Sydney, not deviating from you, but when you said the song,
amen.
Yes, Lord, and brought the point up, it's a lot to think about.
Amen.
That artificial intelligence. And now it's even coming out even more. All of these preachers around the world, especially in Nigeria, Gwen Marshall and other countries, they're just like actors. You don't have to pay these little people, give them some rice, a bowl of rice, and put a couple of hundred Nigerian dollars in their pocket and send them to the stadium and teach them and train them how to. That's what the Bible talks about. And we got to be very careful. We watch it. I was sharing with Mother Allen. And I was up some years ago, sitting up one night, and she said, she called me down and says, I want you to see this prophet, what you think of him. And Mother Sydney, I was still learning even then. But it was a check in my spirit. I said, Mother, he ain't right. She said, no, I'm telling you, doing. I said, Mother, he ain't right. God will reveal it to you. And just a year and a half ago, it came out. I remember when Eddie Long was preaching. And I looked at him I looked at his face, and I was scared. I said, you know, I said, this man is dead. And I said, he's dead. So what, look at this. And I'm sitting there watching the weatherman. I'm looking at this. I didn't even understand it then. This man, this is not right. Then it came out. Like, man, because he'll reveal it to you. But because we're so caught up in that, in the charisma, that's where the charismatic movement came in the 70s. They call it charisma, charismatic movement. You hear people talk about charismatic, people with charisma. That's where Carlton Pearson was part of that movement. The charisma movement is called the charismatic that came on the scene during the 70s. It was part of those sons of Oral Roberts when the charismatic movement, charisma. Some of you have to study the movement. Study latter rain movement. Study the deliverance movement. Understand these movements. How all these movements were established. Latter rain movement. Charismatic movement. Deliverance movement. People talking about, they even call it the prophetic movement. When did it come? All those things were done. It didn't. It start with, I can't think of his name, from Florida. He didn't start the prophetic movement. This thing been going, all of these things been for centuries. Nostradamus was in the prophetic way before we even accepted the prophetic. Even before the charismatic or deliverance movement, even before people accepted deliverance. It was. Because back then, they were calling people witchcraft when they talked about they came prophesying. If y'all even study some of that stuff, somebody talking about getting a word. Shoot, man. You talking about getting a word? No, you was a witch. You were considered a witch in the church. So all of this stuff, Jesus was prophetic years before he even became. So much to learn. Thank God we on this Thursday morning and other mornings are breaking the word down. Whether it's coming from one of the leaders, evangelists, books, Apostle Simeon, William Marshall, some of the other ones, Apostle Prophet Wallace, myself, Mother, you name it, or just learning, picking it up. Tracy Pollard, Elder Hunter, somebody, we're learning this thing, man. And we're learning more and more. There's a generation that's going to precede us, going to take it to new heights and new levels, and new dimensions and new realms. Somebody's going to come out from the Napa Valley with a new technology. Steve Jobs was here today and see the new technology of Apple. It would just be like, whoa. Of the new Elon Musk, his artificial intelligence, his computer, where he can make a whole city look like it's a real, digitally making it look real. And they can do that. They can create a background that looks so fast, it will phantom your life and make it look so genuinely real. And all it is one person standing in place. And boom, illusion. We got people standing in front of multi-million dollar houses promoting it and walking through the yard. You can rent a, you can pay $2,000 and walk through a man house and rent it out for a day and walk through the staircase and say, this is your beautiful house. And you'll buy into it if you don't have the knowledge. Yeah. But an ordinary person, think that's in Ecclesiastes. There was a man in the city, it was a poor man. He changed the city. They never thought of nothing. That's in Proverbs. Ecclesiastes. You got the chapter number 9. But it's the power to be able to live this thing. There are people. And I can't even think of her name. I think we mentioned it last week. This is a very powerful black woman in the 50s and 40s in Chicago, in the amphitheater without Chicago, the big amphitheater. Some of y'all, you can study her. Big woman. Man, she had millions of followers way before Kathryn Kuhlman did any of the phenomenal things. This woman impacted millions of lives. She, guess what? She was a woman. And guess what? She was a black woman, but touched the world around her and impacted a multiplicity of people through the world. You don't hear about her. You hear about the beautiful, powerful, thin woman of Kathryn Kuhlman came on the scene. She gave up 10 years of her life. A Methodist church, married a man that she was never supposed to marry. 10 years of her life given to that. He shut her down. But 10 years of her life finally came to herself, and our ministry thrived, but it was never like it was before. Mary McPherson, a comic, her theatrical ministry. Only what laughs for the Lord will laugh. What will laugh? The illusion of Hollywood and the church, people are living this illusion. I understand what my dad was talking about, it was TV. That illusion, the delusion of it. But nonetheless, God is good. Well, we just honored the Lord today, Mother Selma Sydney. I heard everything this morning real clearly. Oh, bless the Lord. Champion of Breakfast of Champ 2024. Beautiful day. 2024. Amen. Hallelujah. Dealing with people got thorns in their flesh like you, but they ain't feeling it. Don't feel none of their thorns sticking them, but they can tell you about the ones that stick you. That stick you. Hallelujah. Well, we bless the Lord today, Mother. You're on the move.
Man.
You're being a serial blessing this morning, Mother,
man,
to the people of God. Anyone else have a question for us today, for Mother Sydney and I? Anyone have a question today?
Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Good morning, Mr.
Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Urban Atlanta. Can you give me your insight on the eclipse that's coming up on April 8th?
Well, I can only give you the little that I know about the rotation of the earth and the presentation of the Gregorian calendar that ended in 2024 of the equinox, the eclipse, the Mason-Dixon line, the equator, and how the rotation of the earth sets itself and settled itself based upon the earth, how the sun, moon crosses of the earth. Not a master of that area. Is it prophetic? Well, every so many years they have an eclipse, and you can see the sun or the moon or the crossing over of the earth rotation. That's what I can give you in that, woman of God. If I would have to sit down in a classroom and dissect the eclipse and break it down, the rotation of the universe and the earth, and tie it to the Word of God, connected to geography and science, I will have to get into one of my old studies that I had to do some years ago. And that study will be more geared towards how the universe rotation moves based upon human psyche being revealed through God. And to the human psyche being revealed through God, it's man's ability to ascertain how the universe is moved and how the earth rotates and how the climate changes based upon the universal move in the earth realm, based upon human behavior, and based upon the study of sociology, science, human behavior, it's based upon the movement, whether the Arctic climate heat was the sun of the Arctic climate that hits the snow cap of the Arctic climate and rotate into the universal, the universe as it relates to the Mason-Dixon line, or what we call the equator or the equinox, the light and darkness. It's like when light and darkness meet up but don't match up, like when the sun crosses the moon in rotation. It's a NASA thing, how they go in there and create these things. It has something to do with the psychic of human beings. But if I want to put it in this term, woman of God, and it's almost like a believer who loves the Lord, he's coming from a place of being dark in his life, a place called being light. It's like the horizon. When you think of the horizon, and the horizon means when the sun goes up and then the moon goes down. Or really, it doesn't mean it going down. It's a rotation. So what happened is that a certain timing of the rotation of the universe rotates. Then I will have to go into all of the different symbols of January, February. Then you got to deal with Capricorn. You got to deal with all the Pisces and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then we'll get into folk wanna, we'll be battling all of those things. But when you look at the rotation of the earth, you would have to really be in a class to get this, because church world don't teach that. They just teach you about the word of God. They teach you about Jesus dying. Jesus died on a Friday, and he rose on an early Sunday morning, which everybody bleated to the T, and that's not the truth. Or they teach it from he was born on December 25th, and he came on the scene, which is another teaching. So I will have to go into all of those things to bring you into understanding what I will say to you today. So I'm trying to simplify it by saying this. I'm going to simplify it by saying this. Today, and this would be a real easy moment to do this. Today.
Amen. You said it already. You said it already. Amen.
2 hours, so woman of God.
As you were speaking, prophet.
Yeah, go ahead, Mother.
As you were speaking, you said it. You said it already, because as you were speaking, Spirit of the Lord dropped Matthew 24 in my spirit. Amen. And it talks about the signs of the end time. And even when you talked about the sociology of it and the things of mankind, and another thing that dropped in my spirit is about how we could compare our life to a ship. Amen. We have different types of ship. Amen. You have like a cruise ship. Amen. You have like a battleship. Amen. And so when we look at Matthew 24 and he talks about the signs of the times, amen, wars and rumors of war, amen, because when we see that we have a mindset or our attitude is like a cruise ship, amen, that means that we are laid back. We're laid back. And so when we look up and there's a change in the sky, I thought about another scripture. I look up that thy redeemer is not and so even when you talked about the attitude and the life in the body, amen, of mankind, that shifted me, amen. I said, oh my God, it's shift, because we have two different types of shift, amen. And so when we look up and something is new, amen, I believe God is urging us to shift our laid-back attitude like a cruise ship, amen, and more so gear our attitude on alert like a battleship, our mindset, amen, because the battle is the mind, amen. And so, and as we live, amen, through these end times and prophecy is being fulfilled, amen, we have to keep our focus on Jesus, amen, and holding on to the deeper things of God, you know, that will keep it deep, and when I'm saying substance, amen, of God, that will help take us through this journey, through the changing, amen, and through the mindset of where God wants us at. Because when they're talking about this eclipse, amen, and it's preparation they're doing. They're telling you what type of glasses you need to wear on the eclipse, mm-hmm. amen, to look at the sun.
Right.
Amen. And so basically, bottom line there, it's just like, okay, you better get in an urgency. Amen. Something new is happening. And it's every seven years, completion.
Yeah.
God,
before that was like a little longer than that too, Mother. But before that,
uh-huh,
that.
Go ahead.
What did you say? Mm-hmm.
I think she was asking, what is our take on this thing? But here's a very powerful scripture, Mother, that you were talking about Matthew 24. I want to even go over to Acts. I want to even go to Acts, because if anybody noticed this, if you go back and study eclipse of previous times, every time you study eclipse, as soon as something during the eclipse happens, the United States government gives NASA more money. Every time they mess around with the stars and stratosphere. But this is another scheme and plot to get more money for their illusional research and their studies of the research. But let me share this with you. These are the times. Here's what it said in Acts chapter number 1. And this is the treaty, because when you look at it, it says, the former treaty have I made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began both to do and teach, and Jesus Christo, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, giving commandment. And, you know, it was reminding me of even then. I was even going back even deeper. And I'm telling you, I was, I think Evangelist, I think she's doing a little study too, but I'm only going to speak for myself because we have different point of views as it relates to the beatings of things. But the Holy Ghost was way back, even before the time, before Jesus' time. It was, people were, they was carrying the Holy Ghost, or they call the Holy Spirit. Their spirit was holy. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Even back then, the spirit was holy. So did we really get the Holy Spirit come upon us? Because it was back then, they had people who was holy people, and their spirit was holy, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, all this stuff, that's why I said it would be contradictory. Back in the day, people had the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God was in them, so they were holy, Holy Spirit.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And today, we talk about the Holy Spirit coming upon us. No, you are a whole person. If you in the Spirit of God, it's Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, whatever, whichever way they want to use the terminology as it relates to adding the ghost to the Spirit or the holiness to the Spirit, is bringing that. But I want to take this place so people can understand, because you want to know our take.
Right.
Let me not stop you, Mother, on this one. But go ahead, Mother. I want to share with
you.
No,
you good. I was done. No, I was done, Prophet.
Because,
I was done.
Okay. Now, here's what they said. The former treaty, this is Acts chapter 1. The former treaty, have I made, O Theophilus, that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day which he was taken up. After that, he, to the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, as the word infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promises of the Father, which said, he, ye have heard of me. But John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. So the translation, this is what's important. And they therefore will come together. They ask him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall witness unto both Jerusalem and Samaria, Judea, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. I'm saying this because for years, Nephilim, fallen angels, have always been trying to figure out timing and season. And their job is to create illusions of events through people like the Rothschild, through people like the Rockefeller, through people who have opened up themselves to be used in this term. And it's deeper than that in terms of people being used. And when you study and I got to be really deeply sensitive about this part, the astrological part of Earth, what they do in the universe, everything that they do on the outside, God put it on the inside. So they never want you to seek for the inside of you. They seek for all of these things on the outside. But as long as man never sees the God in them, they will always seek outside for a God that will confirm them or affirm them. So my take on this eclipse,
yes,
in the earth realm, simply this. On this date in April, I remember back in the day when I used to, back in the day when I was growing up, they had another eclipse, and I made this little box and put a hole in it and let the sun and put it up in the sky and watch how in the little box it would make this little symbol of the moon and the earth. I did the same thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
When that eclipse, or you get a glimpse of it, or a view of it, whatever you do, don't let it deviate you from who God has you to be, your relationship with Him.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say for that.
The reason
of people and the billions of people who's preparing it on one part of the earth, who will see it at night, and then we'll see it in the daytime, and they'll see it in the afternoon. Just don't lose sight of who He is to you. And that's what I'll say on that. And
okay.
That.
The reason I asked that question, because I had been looking, you know, into it, because I'd be trying not to let nothing slide that I might miss. But I was looking at the map where in 2017 it started in Oregon and it came out through I think South Carolina, but it was seven cities, and all those cities' names were Salem. Now, 7 years later this year, it's going through Mexico, coming out. This name Nineveh. And so I started looking up those names and stuff, and I guess from the prophetic part, that's what I was really trying to go. Is this a sign for the United States to which it's, we don't even need it, but I mean, some people do. It's time to turn away and get ready and turn back to the Lord. Like He told Jonah to go preach to these people, to turn back and what they had done. But they did turn back and they were saved. So is this a warning from the Lord through a sign? Okay, I gave you them 7 years you didn't get right. Now I'm giving these, now we're here. I'm giving you another one. That's kind of where I was going from. And then I was looking at different newspaper reports, which I know, like you say, you can't believe everything, but like in New York, they're supposed to be sending 1,000 troops for the subway. Okay, they can use the subway because they done had incidences. But to have 1,000 troops during that time, it's just a little suspect to me. And then a lot of states are closing schools and telling you to get this and stuff. So I'm just trying to get from the prophetic part. Yeah.
Okay. Let me give this. 2020 was the year called the counterfeit. It started in 2020. Let's look at 2020. Let me take you back to this. And I want you to do a little research on this, woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you hear me, woman of God?
Yes, I hear you.
You hear me, woman? Okay.
Yes.
Pope Gregory in 1582 established the calendar. And the calendar was called Gregorian calendar, set up to deal with the equinox, the equator, the Mason-Dixon line. And everything the Catholic Church was learning, or Catholicism meaning universal, was to study the universe, the universal plan of the earth. We moved the calendar from 13 months to 12, then we gave every 7 years with a leap year. So think about this. You've got 366 days of the year now, okay? It's called leap year. We're in the leap year. And I think leap year is what? How do leap year work? How do they do it?
I don't know if it's every 4 years or 6 years. You have less days in that month.
Some of you scientists people can come in and talk about this. But the leap year. But let me say this. Illusions and the delusions to identify and to deal with the psyche. Psyche means mind, thought, psyche. Right up here. Oh, you remember the 70s had psychedelic music? It was psyched. If your psyche is right, you won't be psyched. If your psyche is perfect, then you have truth. Psychedelic. It's called psyched. All right. So from those perspectives, language was defined and things were put in place. I'm trying to do this real quickly for sake of timing. When you're talking about the eclipse, you're talking about time of the eclipse or solar eclipse. You talk about an occurrence in the land, the occurrence of the earth, the moon, the sun, and how obscuring the view, how you're talking about a view of something, seeing how things are being done in the earth realm. So you're talking about a view of something. And so from this view, you're looking at events based upon the universe or entire universe. Now, the reason that I'm sharing this with you, because between 1582 to 2024, you have 42 years. Now, just imagine that. 442 years. 400 years of bondage, and then what did Jesus come down through? 40 and two generations. You see how the psychic the thing is? We're talking about 442 years. Now, between that time period of 1582, 1982, that was 400 years. Look at how Dr. Fauci was on the scene helping push the AIDS epidemic in black community. If you study it, they went over to San Francisco, took all of those men over there who were, because San Francisco was known for their European thing, and they started getting blood and promoting blood and taking the blood from those people with AIDS, and then they started putting it in our community after 79 because they were making sure a lot of things transition. So I'm leading you up to something because it's going to have to take a little of your own research on your own path. So you ain't got to wait for anything. You can go study the research because it's available to you in terms of research of events. So what I'm bringing to you is that here we are 442 years. Now listen to this, 442 years. Now think about this. 442 years, December, which brought us to December 31st, 2023 ended, which that's 6-6. 12-31-23. If you look at both end of it, 6. They sold us all the 6s to 2020. It kept us in the dimension of 6. Now think about this in 2024, because I'm just picking up something. I believe a revelation is being revealed to me here, and I'm trying to break it down. So now we got the eclipse that's supposed to be in April, right? I believe it's April.
April 8th.
So we got an eclipse that's coming. And the whole world, the people are prepared for this solar eclipse where the moon passes between the earth and the sun. And the view of the sun from a small part of the earth, all of this. And the alignment of the event supposed to be important to the whole world. Let me backdate this to you. In 2020, it created a map. They showed the world the map where COVID was highly at, the high area of what COVID was at in 2020. And when that started in 2020, then they showed the high intensity of the COVID map. It showed all the states where COVID was like really at its peak. Then just a recent year in 2024, I believe it was, it had AT&T shut down, all of its certain service was shut down. Then they show a map of all those areas AT&T show on the map where it was affected by the cell system. So I said to the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, that map looked really familiar to me. That map looked real familiar. Where did I remember that map from? I said, wow, that's the same map that they showed the world that it was the high area of COVID. So AT&T map is the same map
that
COVID. They said COVID was rising up in those areas. So, wow, this is powerful. Now, I'm not prophesying to people because I'm not trying to give you a house. I'm trying to bring knowledge to you of what they're getting ready to do.
Right.
So, now I'm looking at, okay, then less than 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks or a month later, all of a sudden, we have another shift. Here's something. Now, we had another delay in people service. What was this other one? It was AT&T. It was just the recent one.
Okay. It was other companies. I forgot which one it was, but not only that, some of the internet systems went out also. Well, that's part of it. Phone and internet.
Yeah. It was all of them. And then, so I said, okay, so now we're going to go through this moon, sun area, this research. We're going to go through all of this. All of this is coming together. So now we in 2024, which is fulfillment of Matthew 24. And we're going to have 366 days of the year now. So we had an extra day, 366, so we'll be 366 days of the year. 366 in with 66. So we're going into New Year coming over here, 366. So we're getting ready to see some divine fulfillment now about everything in the Word of God, even concerning three major world leaders, three major things getting ready to transpire. I want to pause here because my brain is revealing a lot of other stuff, and I don't want to go on record right now with this, but I'll say this to you, woman of God. And I'm saying this because the Holy Spirit is dealing with me at this very moment, not to even say what I want to say right now. I want to make sure, not that I won't be right about it. I want to be very sensitive that I don't lose some people here when I say what I say. I'm going to say.
Okay.
Let me just stick with my take on this. My take on the eclipse is just a revealing of the sun and the moon crossing over. The sun crossing over the earth and the moon, and it's revealing. I don't try to stick with studying all of that because we don't know times and things like that. But it's close to a lot of events that God had already spoke from the beginning of time.
Right.
If I push us into an area here, then I'm pushing people's mind into an area that it'll deviate from you being in place when things transpire to the totality of what's coming.
Right.
What's been planted, the plot that are planted, the scheme that are planted, and even what they're doing in New York and even what they're doing in Chicago. Because what they're doing in Chicago right now, they're planting diseases in Chicago, and then they're New York, they're planting other things, and it's all about the migrants. It's all about migrants. So it's something that's going to hit New York that's going to be cataclysmic, and it's going to hit Houston. It's going to hit all of those. Everything you're going to see, man, woman of God, is all about the COVID map of 2020. The Gregorian calendar that's going to solidify what they didn't get based upon Dr. Fauci in seven years serving under seven presidents. There we go with the seventh again. And in the seventh year, all of these things are based upon those timing. They're trying to encrypt, find out all the details of the origin of who God's plan was as it relates to 40 and two generations.
Okay, thank you.
The mosaic, the time of the events, all of those things right there. Okay? Because we just want, I want to try to kind of leave it like
that. Okay, thank you.
Kind of birth it from that place. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
But you just go, now when you go ahead and do your other studies and different things, I don't know, maybe just text me. Okay. But if you want to do a little of your study on that, you know, go for it and share. Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome. Amen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Good morning. Most High Elohim bless you, Apostle Matthew. Bless you, Mother Sydney.
I bless you, too.
I have a comment. This is Sister Donna. I have a comment that can
could you hold on right now, woman of God?
Yes, sir.
Hold on, because we're trying to take people question right now. We want to just try to take people questions right now, and then we're going to open up for comment.
Mm-hmm. It's a
Do we have anyone else?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wait, do you want to ask your question first then? I don't want to try to shift right now. I want to try to answer people's questions.
No,
right,
sir.
That's what I was trying to get. If anybody...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. You just give us a quick second. I want to try to make sure we have anyone that have a question for Mother Cindy or myself, or I think Evangelist Wolf is joining us as well today. Do we have anyone else that have a question for us that we can try to respond to? For the people of God. Thank you, woman of God from Atlanta, Georgia there, too. I appreciate what you asked today. But I would take on that. Anyone else have a question for us on this day?
Well, God bless you. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, woman of God.
Yes, my question is, Dr. Matthews and everyone, thank you for allowing me to share, and to Dr. Carlina Wolf as well. My question is, why, there's two questions, so why are some leaders discussing the debate about positions of the church rather than address the challenges of the church to bring the light to the people? Since you talked about eclipse, because America, the system of America is in such a dark place with one of those hinges of is Matthew 24. I hope my question is clear. I'm hearing so much of debate. Jink, I don't like to do names. But what I hear on that side, bend my ear to, it's debate. I don't hear many people that have the platform addressing the prophetic needs of the people to hear the word. That's my question. And then later, if I'm still here, maybe I'll come back and share when you open the door to a comment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bless you on today. I know I like to give credit to whom credit will is. I know Evangelist Wilk is sharing something that's very powerful. I was going to go to that scripture, but I was trying to save myself when you sent it to me, Evangelist Wilk. I was really trying to save us from trouble. But come on in, Evangelist Wilkes, if you want to, because you can come on into that. And Apostle Simmons shared something with me, too. So I'm crediting everybody because that's why, if you know that, I said, let me just stop for a minute. let me stop because it's a lot connected to that. God bless you, Pastor David. Appreciate you, woman. God, thank you so much, Prophetess Patricia David. Thank you. Because we all are on the same, we're on the same trajectory. We're on the same playing field. We all in the same area. and I know who you're talking about. It relates to that point on the spiritual side of things. Whew, that's a big one. There. I shifted my mind for a quick second. But can you come back and ask that question again, because my mind shifted to a note that was sent to me. So can you come back and ask that question again, Mother Sydney and I? Please, if you can come back. I'm not moving from it, but I want you to come back to it. You can. Did you want to say something, Mother Sydney? Mother Sydney.
I think the main question that she was asking, why the leaders are not addressing the prophetic needs of the people. And I believe that in church leadership, amen, they have a do not talk rule. It's just like in a cult. There's certain things like are in the organization of Mason. There's certain things you just can't say. There's certain things that you just cannot do. Amen. It's unwritten to them. It's unspoken because they don't understand the fullness of it. It's not even allowed. Amen. You know, when a question of a person will come and ask the preacher or the pastor about the prophetic, I could give them a good example for my own self. Amen. When God told me about my ministry and I understood my ministry and being in a church where they didn't understand the prophetic, pastor or the leadership didn't understand the prophetic, and I was say things, and no, he didn't teach it, put it that way, but he knew when the prophetic was coming up, because every time I would be in a discussion, because I was trying to find out things, you know, and understanding why is God giving me this, and many times he would get up from his seat, he said, the prophetic is kicking in on you, he said, I gotta go. And so I didn't understand why people always say he got to go because the prophetic is kicking in. And, you know, but we were taught, you know, to obey leadership and submit to those under authority. But we were taught that and to submit to those under authority and rule over us. Then why do they have that do not talk rule? Why are they not able to address the prophetic needs of the people? Because God gave us a full fivefold ministry. Many have not been taught in that era. amen, many have not went into that deepness of the prophetic, amen. Most of them have just stayed as pastors, teachers, you know, overseers. They just didn't go that deep. Some just didn't go that deep, amen, glory to God. And that's why there is so much dissension and divisiveness and division within the body, within the church, because of leaders, because they have this do not talk rule, like an organization or like a cult. We don't talk about that. You don't talk about it because you have not studied. You have not allowed the Lord to move you in that area, because it's an area that you're unfamiliar with, and you will be challenged in it because you have not studied it. So why did God give us the fivefold ministry? Why did he give us that? He gave it to us for a reason. It was for what? For the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. Because God gave us what we need. He gave us what we need. So why push the prophet out the way? Why push him out the way? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so because every joint supply, we are knitted together. Every joint supply, every joint supply, every position that God given us, it supplies the nutrient that the body of Christ needs. And so that's why the body is dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
It's dysfunctional, glory to God. Because what? There's some, the full nutrient of the body is not being given because they don't know how to address it. They're not allowing leeway for the prophetic to come through because they are intimidated by it. You're the pastor. Why be intimidated? God gave you to oversee, but yet in that ministry, in that body, it should be a fivefold ministry right there in operation, because that's what God says for the edifying of a body of Christ. But because there's division among each other,
mm-hmm.
that becomes, as you stated earlier, you got a whole lot of chiefs, not enough Indians. You know, nobody wanted to submit. And so that's a good question. That's a good question. But that's my answer. That's my answer right there to that.
Amen.
And prophet, I just want to clarify the question too. Thank you, Mother Sydney. The question was too: why are some leaders that have the platforms, have the doors are open? Why are some of those leaders would choose debate? Is what I used that example of maybe Geno Jenkins or others, would choose the topic and subject matter to focus on debates rather than the addressing the needs of the people with the prophetic times we're in.
Yes.
In relation to one of the hinges on those doors, which is Matthew 24, and I close the question with to frame it, because America and the world prophetically is in a dark time when we need light.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Mother.
Well, I'm gonna go on the edge and say this. Most churches, most pastors study, or they study, or they learn the word of God through someone that taught them, that they've been trained to learn. Then you have those who go to school and get some knowledge, or God reveals some things to them. the competition or the debate now is who will become the power source for this age. When we came into this year, knowing that the eclipse, the equator, the equinox, all bringing things into alignment. We know that in this dispensation of time, or what we call the civilizational covenant of God, it's who will rule by sound and who will dominate by the presence of revealing the most as it relates to the revealing power of God, the revelation. Whether it's most people don't want to deal with the word of God from science, from the astrological part of the earth. When Psalm 19 talks about the heaven declare the glory of God, the firmament shows his handiwork, day unto the utterance of the speech, and it talks about all of that. And we know that right now, whatever this, the equinox lies, that's going to be the judgment of God. It's been proven in centuries and time again. And most people under this civilizational covenant, the religious world is a sacrifice and the world is collateral damage. In the covenant of God, it's his judgment. So the religious world, those who are secret societies are just religious people. So there's a sacrifice given. Jake was a sacrifice. He was 66 years old. He was used as a cloak to do that because he was with him all those years. On the 2020 and where we at right now in 2024, you're watching all of those great leaders. Look at what's happened over in Israel. Right now in Israel, Benjamin, see that? Netanyahu will not stop. He's going after everything over there. Even to the point, I had to be very careful when because I saw something happening to him as it relates to an assassination. So all of these things are happening. He's even being told now by America, who gave him military, now it's a genocide over there. That's a genocide over there. I'm leading you up to what we get ready to see as it relates to events. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying not to say this publicly, but I might as well since I'm already in the middle of an ocean here. You see what's getting ready to happen in the Pope. You get ready to see what's happening in England with the king. Because you don't even hear about him now. He's in another state. You're getting ready to see what happened in Netanyahu. You already saw what happened to the Rothschild son who just passed at 87, the last of that great generation of that wealth. He was a financier of all of the wealth of the whole Rothschild family. So you see that happening. There was 29 billionaires that died in 2023. And 12 of them was in America, 12 tribes. So you see what I'm saying? They had to give it up. They had to leave. So what I'm sharing with you now is that the judgment of God has been rendered. You're watching it. The church world don't want to deal with the judgment of God. So most what we're watching from, I didn't want to use Jenny's name and some of the other names that they're using. We're watching from what transpired in 23 to 24 is you watching a mantle exchange in the land, but the covenant is going back to the ark and the tribe. Because the ark of the covenant was basically the sound of God. That's what you had Noah ark, the ark of the animal kingdom. Then you had the ark of the covenant, David, the Davidic line. And so you're dealing with the covenant time, the civilization with nations and countries. So you're watching God declaring himself with infirmament from infirmament. You're watching God move in alignments with his universe, whether the moon, the sun, the earth, the sun, all is coming into the pattern of the eclipse or the judgment of God or the renderings of God. Now, the issue is the Gregorian calendar and all of the other calendars, no one can predict the exact timing. They can come close, even like they did with Yeshua and Moses. So no one can predict the exact timing. It can be predicted, but the silence of it is being, the voice of it being silent. Do you know all of what's going on right now? It's a mass distraction. Everything is a mass distraction. It's the distractor. We got the most massive distraction. So let me go back to your question. I needed to add that to the to what the woman of God was sharing. Dr. Trisha Davis, the church world are afraid to address when it comes to the religious and come to the timing of God, they're afraid to address the prophetic significance because they don't feel that anything outside the Bible, the word of God, God is not using prophets. God is not using apostles. God is not using those things. So everything is in here. And majority of things are in here, but they're encrypted in code. So a revelator who come and reveal it, he's wrong because they don't have the revelation of the historicity of the timing. They have the etymology based upon what was created by translation. And when you deal with etymology, it's people who took a certain, for example, let's just say the word house. Well, they created the word house. So the etymology said the house is this. So the house is you. In my father's house are many mansions. The house is us. The mansions are spaces or dimensions. But if you don't understand any Greek Hebrew and break it down in Semitic, and understand it from Phoenician language and tap into hieroglyphic and understand it from the scrolls, you'll never understand it when somebody will preach, oh, Lord, and my father house of many mansions, and then they'll break it down like all these houses when it's talking about a spiritual dimension. See what I'm saying? They don't know how to tap into the revelation. They preach a story, but they don't preach the revelation from what's been revealed. So in saying that, what you have, Jennings master beating up pastors and leaders who are, have sinned or who have went away from the word of God. There are people who master dealing with the broken and destitute. There are people who can speak of revelation and reveal a secret of what's going on. There are people that can minister in that deliverance. You see what I'm saying? We all have that. But those, the platform now, have been the platform of what we call sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that people are paying a sacrifice now because of the secret society and those things that are being revealed to the world. And so the needs of the people and the troubles of the people and the problems of the people, they're not addressing that. They're addressing the sin leaders, addressing the false activities of a leader. They're addressing the issues as it relates to the leader's life, what they've done, because they were in secret society. They only had so much they can reveal. They reach a peak, like Epstein and some of the other leaders in the age time. So in saying that, no one is going to sit down and take 1,000 or 2 million people that are poor and say, well, let's give him some money. Let's help him. He doesn't even believe in, he don't believe a pastor should get a salary. He said him and his wife work because they're in real estate. His wife is in real estate. He doesn't, it goes further even with music. So they're the law to the letter, and they're not a grace carrier. We have people that have grace, but they took grace too far. So you, what you have in right now in the religious world, and I'm calling it the religious world, is we have collateral damage competing to destroy because the audience loves that agenda. because as we're in a civilizational covenant, there's so many people that are brainwashed. Let me jump on the brainwashing realm right now. Let me jump on the brainwashing area of the life. And let me, and those who don't believe a woman should pass, preach, and those who don't believe the family, women should wear makeup, those who don't believe in prophets and apostles. Let me jump on all of the law. Let me jump on all of the law and seize the moment. And there's not that some of the stuff ain't right, but there's no grace behind his conversation. It's always, he's speaking from the letter, and he's not deviating from the letter. I think he just... I think he's talking about the Ethiopic Bible, a little bit more things. But he's not deviating from the letter. But if you look at his congregation and look at the view of the congregation, it tells you the portrait of the people. To show you the portrait of the people that he's speaking to or speaking about. So in saying that, most of these leaders don't have a revelation. They're only going on the letter. They're only going on what they've been taught. They're only going on what they learned from their denomination or their organization. And they stick into it. It's kind of like my take on that, of the Lord. That's my take on it. I don't even argue with anybody about God ain't using a prophet. God, that's fine with me. I'll be the doctor. Oh, yeah, well, okay, yeah. Might even call me a bishop. I'll be bishop then. Won't be big bishop today. I'll be bishop. Oh, the apostle. I'll be apostle. Well, you can't use the apostle over here. You can't use doctor. Oh, well. We know you got a word from the Lord. I know you're right, but I just let you know. Okay. Paul said I became all things to all people. Let me just be who you want me to be next week. Tell me what you want me to be next week. But that's the place. I bet all you all are sitting in the background. Y'all learning a lot today. Y'all grabbing this stuff today in this position. I hope that kind of made sense.
Doctor. Yes, it was a blessing. Thank you. Thank both of you. God bless.
Yeah. I know you wanted to make a statement. Oh, yeah. Someone else wanted to make a statement. Anybody else got a question real quick? Anybody else got a question that we can answer? And I think Evangelist Wilkes, she had a scripture about that eclipse too. This is in Joshua. Let's deal with Joshua real quick. We were pretty much on the same plane when this was given to. Thank you. Yeah. Let's do this in Joshua chapter 10, verses 3. Here's what Joshua said in chapter 10, verses 3. Thank you, Evangelist.